Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
We have extended our relationship with the Giants, which is fantastic. I mean, how many years have you, and I mean you, the listener, been out there driving around in all the different boroughs and all the different areas, listening to the Giants, the games, the pregame, the postgame, and the added element here, which is a very good thing for our station, a great thing for Tiki. Tiki's going to be doing the pre- and the postgame show as well. So Schmelk will stay with that. Tiki will join him. It's going to be the usual Papa and obviously Carl Banks and Howard Cross trio during the games here. So, you know, it's become synonymous, the Giants and the fan, for a long, long time, and the relationship continues, which is great.
And then to kick off the season, WFAN will host a day of programming from Giants training camp at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center tomorrow. Boomer and Gio will be there. Evan and Tiki will be there. Each show will include interviews with players, coaches, and front office members. And, of course, like you said, the big thing there, Tiki Barber going to be doing the pre- and post-game. So good to have Tiki a part of the Giants broadcast. And, of course, great to have the relationship continue with the New York Giants and the fans.
Well, I mean, think about how much sense it makes from a Giants perspective. I mean, you know that, you know, Tiki's been doing games for a while, and obviously Tiki loves this stuff. It's his first love, the football. So Tiki's a top 100 Giants player. You know, he's a WFAN staple. He's a New York media staple. I mean, why wouldn't he be involved? So it's I'm happy for him, and I'm happy that obviously we keep the Giants here. It's a great thing.
Also,
let's get some wins now.
Yeah, well, that's
let's go.
Right. Hopefully it's a good season here. Big Blue Kickoff Live also will be every Saturday morning here on The Fan, and you can get on the Odyssey app, hosted by Schmelk, as you mentioned. John Schmelk, him and I go way back. Schmelk and I started like as interns and in board op. We worked together for a long time. Good to see him being with the Giants for so long and now getting an opportunity on the air for a while. But he's going to be working with Moose. Our pal Moose is going to be with him for the Big Blue Kickoff Live this year as well.
It's good. And it's really, really good. So those guys will be out there tomorrow. Tiki was now part of the team, and away we go. And listen, it's almost August 1. Things are starting to get a little more serious. We'll obviously do football later, Jets as well. I've been hearing some things from both camps I wanted to get into, and a couple things I want to throw by you. But that is a massive announcement, and it's great news. The Giants and really, it's just, it fits like a glove. WFAN, great stuff.
Looking forward to the football season, of course. And like you said, hopefully we get some wins here with both these teams. All right, speaking of that, we did get a win last night with the Yankees. Great win, much needed win. Bellinger, terrific. Offense does enough. Freed, true ace stuff after giving up the runs early. Bears down, gets the job done. But for me, BT, the number one thing that comes from last night was not the result. Yes, they needed the win. That's great. They have to send Anthony Volpe down. This cannot continue. It can't continue. And Boone continues to say, well, it's just gotta, we gotta fix it. We gotta fix it. You actually have to do something to fix it. It has gotten worse. It is clearly not a physical thing with Volpe. I'm not trying to bury the kid.
I know you're not. I mean, he's a mess. He's a mess.
You're trying to win a World Series here. Yeah. You can't be messing around with Volpe, who is clearly in his own head. Send him down. It doesn't mean that he can't hack it. It doesn't mean that he's not good enough. They actually now have a viable option with the addition of Rosario, so it's not like, well, what are we going to do? We have no other options. Volpe needs to be fixed. He needs a timeout. Not a day or two off. He's had that time for the New York Yankees to make a big boy decision and send Anthony Volpe down.
So I saw your tweet. I saw your tweet last night. I didn't respond to it. Didn't hit you up on text. I'm like, all right, I know how we're going to open the show because we disagree. But we don't disagree that Volpe's a mess right now. I mean, and I do think that Aaron Glenn was as Glenn's been transparent. We love that. Booney has been transparent last night, at least a little bit, with the Volpe stuff.
You see it starting to come out a little bit now.
I mean, and he's getting a little short. Right. He's getting a little terse. He's getting a little
good.
Understood. He's like, we got to fix it. And I think it was Randy Miller, even though NJ.com, I don't think they have a great relationship. Okay. That's why I bring up the name. And he was asked about, you know, I think it was Randy who asked Volpe, geez, this damn phone again. Every freaking time we start the show, these idiots show up to cut the lawn. And, they show up during a break. Anyway, so Boone was asked about this by Miller, and he's like, I'm not getting to that now. Like, you could tell he was visibly annoyed, but he didn't say no. The only reason that I push back to you is Because he's starting to hit.
All right, but let me ask you,
though. He's starting to hit a little bit, starting to run the bases a little bit. Do you want to run the risk of snuffing that out?
You know what I actually think is sad? I think it's pathetic, because you saw last night on social media, it's like, hey, he got a base hit and drove in a run. Hey, he hit a home run. Like, what is this, the minor freaking leagues here? Is this Little League? This is the big leagues. It's the New York Yankees. Like, we're nursing a guy along. And I'm trying to be sensitive to the person and individual, but I'm also realistic here with the team and where we're at as far as a fan base here, trying to get this team back on the winning track, trying to go win a division, which is all right there in front of them, right, Boone? It is. They could all go out there, make some additions here, go win the division, take it from the Blue Jays, who've been getting clobbered by the freaking Orioles of all teams.
Twice.
So why are we nursing along and, like, gently, oh, he got a home run. Maybe. Yeah, okay, big deal. He hit a home run. That's nice. Like, he's hitting .214. He's been butchering balls in the field where the guy was a gold glover, and now it's a mental thing. He can't even make a throw. It's not even the bad throw. It's the indecision. You're yes. watching him. You're like, he's thinking. You've got to play. So to counter, and I understand saying, like, all right, well, he's just starting to get going offensively.
Yeah.
We all agree. Well, whether we could disagree about sending him down is the right thing or not, we all agree that he needs to be fixed. Boone said it himself. We all agree it's got to stop. How, then, can you fix it? So my answer would be, I need to send him down to the minors because I believe that's the only way to fix it. If you're not doing that, how do you expect it to get better defensively?
I'm going
to
sit him. I'm going to sit him. I said this a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks, whatever it was, because I had vacation. Like, to me, like, there's three types of defenders. There's a plus defender, there's an average defender, and there's a bad defender. Now, when he's at his best, he's plus. He's not Ozzy. I doesn't have the best arm, but he's a plus instinctual, fairly explosive shortstop. The problem is, you know, this is where it gets tricky for the Yankees. Like, usually a good fielder who goes into a slump, but it does happen. We associate slumps with hitting and pitching, you know, closers throwing leads or blowing leads. We don't really look at fielders going into slumps. They do. And he's in the midst of one, and it's been a long run right here. But usually that happens because good fielders who start to slump are taking bad at-bats into the field. And that's where it's even a little bit more alarming, which I'll grant you and everybody else. I mean, I'm not saying Volpe's playing well defensively. He's not at all. But to me, he's actually starting to hit a little bit. So now, to me, it's not okay. He's a mess in the batter's box, which he was for a big chunk of the season. Don't get me wrong. And that's the main reason why he's starting to butcher balls at shortstop, or has been for a while. It's because he's mentally fried. So I would just sit him. Like, I would do a checkpoint. And by the way, if I sit him and then it continues, then I might investigate sending him down. But I've got to do one more thing, which they've yet to do. The Yankees have played 107 games this year, and Anthony Volpe has played at 104. And my question is, why? That's not necessary. Sit him down for a game, you know, put Peraza there, put Rosario there, even though the Rays don't have lefties going next couple days, and he's great against lefties. Sit him before you send him down.
Or, by the way, get a shortstop. See, they did try to sit him, maybe not for a prolonged period. And by the way, how's that going to help his offense, sitting him? Like, I'm sure that's going to do. Might as well just send him down. They tried this. Remember the day after?
Yes, he had three hits.
Yeah, and it's scheduled day off.
No,
and
no.
Let's just sit him. Well, that restart, that sitting him and trying to restart things or reset didn't work. It's progressively gotten worse. Dude, it's not like I'm okay with making errors. It happens. Lindor was in a little bit of a slump this year.
Yeah.
He hasn't been great defensively, but it's different from what you're seeing with Volpe.
Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
A guy who on a routine grounder that fields the ball,
yep,
pumping the ball, like, dude, throw it. So you're clearly thinking, it is clearly a mental thing with Volpe. The flip to Jazz, like, what the hell was that about? So it's one thing if he's, you know, misplaying a ball with his glove, which is bad enough, which we've seen throughout the course of the year. But the throws to me are the flares, the clear red flags and warning signs. He mentally right now is a mess. I was saying, Cole brought this up months ago, weeks ago, whatever. He sent him down. I'm like, I don't know, man. They're in too deep. It's year three. I worry about the kid's psyche. Right now, to me, it can't get any worse. I think the only answer is to send him down. It doesn't mean Volpe's a bust. It doesn't mean the end of the world. We're trying to fix this. This cannot continue. You can talk about they need a leadoff hitter, they need a left fielder, they need a right-handed bat, whatever. They need bullpen arms.
Yeah.
Dude, they don't have a shortstop right now that could field a ground ball.
Think about this, though. So to me, you send the guy down for really two reasons. Number one, he's overwhelmed by big league play,
okay,
right? And there's enough evidence in Anthony's 2 3/4 year career where he's not overwhelmed. The kid hit a grand slam in the World Series against the Dodgers, so I would not use the word overwhelmed, okay? So that's not, for me, a reason to send him down. The other reason I might send some, forget about Volpe, anybody, that I would think about sending somebody down is if they're not buying into what's required to the work that you have to put in to be a big leaguer. And, you know, everybody around the Yankees, and I certainly believe this, I don't think it's just them saying this. I mean, Anthony Volpe works his ass off. So to me, you can send him in the minor cell and you can keep him there for a month and he could do every sort of drill, relays and flips and backhands and forehands and, you know, short hops and approaching the ball off 1 foot and throwing across the diamond. That's not the problem. He's putting the work in. So I don't think that would fit. I don't think it's mechanical. I don't think it's like a lazy lapse of fundamentals that they need to readdress in the minors. I just think you got to sit the kid for a day and let him clean his head out.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that. It's not going to go away.
We don't know that until you try it.
But they did let him sit, meaning the media storm, the fans, but they're booing him.
Understood, and he's earned those boos.
Okay, that's my point. Now, the only way to truly get away from it is to get him out of here. Send him down. Let him truly go clear his head. Because even if he sits a day or two, the next day he rolls out there, he's going to feel the spotlight, the pressure, the fans. I better not boot one of the ones. Mm. That's what's been happening all year long. Instead, you get a true reset. You send him down. By the way, Alvarez was putting in the work. Alvarez wasn't overwhelmed. The Mets sent him down and said, look, this just isn't working here. We need to send him down and get it right now. They did it immediately as opposed to year three. They did it once they felt like this is just not working instead of him, you know, trying to wait and see if he gets out of it. And look what happened. It worked. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen with every single player the right way or that that's the right time, right move to make every single time. But right now with Volpe, to me, there is no other way to fix this major problem. Send him down. Get him away from it. Boone always talks about the noise. The noise has gotten to a point now where it's just not going to stop. It's not going to stop at all until he goes out there for weeks, if not months, and puts the balls where they're supposed to be as far as making a play in the field.
Hit him in the chest. It's loud. It's ugly. It's unavoidable. But I almost got to give the kid a little bit of credit. He's not drowning offensively. Like, that was the third. Last night's home run. I know it's one home run. Last night's home run, I mean, went 452 feet.
But
he also stole third, popped up, you know, jogged home. I'm not saying that he's playing well. What I'm saying is, like, you talk about the spotlight and being overwhelmed where you have to just remove somebody so that they aren't ruined permanently. The other aspects, small samples, I'm giving you that, but the other aspects of his game are not hemorrhaging right now. So I don't think that he's being, you know, that the spotlight and the boos are crushing him the way you're making it seem. Because certain aspects of his game are pretty good right now.
I think mentally he's toast right now.
But if he's mentally toast, he's not hitting a home run last night.
You know, fielding-wise, at the very least.
Well, I agree with that.
Also,
sit him.
Also, okay, he hit
sit
a home run.
Sit him.
Like, congrats, he hit a home run. What's he hitting on the year? Like, so we're just going to go based off of one home run last night?
Okay. He has not had a good season. Yeah. I'm not trying to say that he has.
So how are we going to fix it?
Sit him. Start with that.
But they've already done that and it didn't work.
But they didn't do it the right way. Number one, I don't think the defensive issues back then were as pronounced. Why? I really think that was more like, all right, we got to give Volpe a day off.
Let me ask you, why?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So hesitant to send him down versus, if you're sitting him, you're taking him out of the lineup anyway.
Yeah, for a day or two.
Okay, but why so hesitant to send him down? Like, who's to say it could be a week, could be 2 weeks, whatever.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
You know, sending down is not a lifelong sentence. Send him down, try to get him right, whatever it may take, a week and a half, 10 days, 20 weeks, I don't know, but Why so hesitant? Like, what's the harm?
Listen, what you're saying, I don't think is unfair or out of bounds or insane. I don't, right. or even necessarily detrimental to his growth. I understand
trying
why.
To help him.
I understood. I understand why a lot of people right now see a player who should not be in the middle of the diamond for the New York Yankees trying to catch the Blue Jays, who they're now three back. I understand that. And by the way, if Devin Williams doesn't take him off the hook and he serves up a three-run bomb and the Yankees lose that game, today may have been the ugliest in Yankeesville since you and I have joined forces. I mean, it would have been wow. So I get all that. I truly do. Number one, there's not a better option. And, all right, that shouldn't be the answer. But I also don't think that there's anything that can happen in the minors that will fix him. And I say that because I really don't think it's mechanical, Sal. I think there's a mental element. So you give him a mental respite, and you could do that by him sitting on the bench or him even DHing, because he does have speed and some other value there. I just don't know, making throws across the diamond in front of 5,300 people in the minors, how that's going to get his head right. I don't know how that's going to fix him. Everybody thinks that it will, and I'm not saying that it won't, but there's no assurance that it will. So before you cross that bridge, which is a big bridge to cross, even though others have done it, sit him. Sit him for a day.
But they tried that.
I know, but they tried it at the wrong time. Okay. Like, that was more like, all right, let's get him off his feet. Yeah. He's played a lot of games. It wasn't let's sit him because he's broken at shortstop.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Vinny's calling from Long Island, starting us off. What's up, Vin?
What's going on, boys? How's everything today?
Good.
What's up, Vin?
So listen, a couple of things. In regards to Volpe, I have to agree with Sal. Absolutely send him down. I love Volpe. I want him here. I want him in the playoffs. But if we think the pressure of the media and the fan base is going to be on him now, do we want him making these big errors in a playoff game where the pressure and the lights and the fans are going to be that much more crazy? Absolutely not. Send him down now. You got the defensive team there to kind of cover it up for about a month or so. Let him get his head right. He's actually strong mentally. If he wasn't, he wouldn't be even playing offense that well. Yeah. He's not worried about his offense. He's in his own head about his defense. Get that right. Send him down so it doesn't affect the playoffs
but
when
Vinny,
we get there.
Vinny, and again, I hear you, and I see why you would side with Sal on this. I do. I think a lot of people do. But what I'm saying is I am not convinced at all. And if I was, maybe I'd be more amenable to sending him down. Me, you know, playing Somerset, wherever you send them, AAA, like, there's 7,000 people in the stands. A ground ball to Volpe, you know, in a little tiny minor league stadium, I don't think that that's going to recalibrate his mind the way it needs to be recalibrated. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, how low is a day off going to do that?
I'm not sure that it will. Yeah. All I'm saying is it's something I want to try before I send the kid down to AAA.
Dude, we're getting down to it. It's almost August here. You're a day away from the trade deadline. Yankees got to figure this thing out, try to win a division. Assuming they're not going to be sellers, and we could have that conversation coming up, and I don't think that they are going to be sellers, that means they should be buyers and go for it. If you're going for trying to get in the postseason, win a division, go win a World Series, you cannot survive with Anthony Volpe playing the way that he's playing right now. So it's not about Volpe personally. It's not about Volpe individually. It's about what is going to make him better for the betterment of the team.
Yep.
And can the team right now thrive with him playing the way that he has at shortstop? They can't. It's continually getting worse. I was with you weeks ago saying, I don't know if I would do that because I worry about his psyche. I don't know if sending him down would be the right thing for his confidence. Maybe at this point they're in too deep. Let him try to figure it out.
Yep.
It's only getting worse. It has gotten worse, and it continues to get worse every night.
See, the one thing, and maybe this is a baby step in the right direction, like to fix a problem, you've got to admit that there is one. And like last night to me was the first time we really got from Boone like, right. Hey, he's wearing it over there.
Okay.
Because last week he told us it was three or four plays. It was the complete opposite.
Right. So at least now we're acknowledging.
Yeah, talk about it. Like big boys address it.
Thank you. We're starting to acknowledge that there is in fact a problem. So now it's okay. Well, how are we going to fix this? And if I think, and maybe just you and I think two different things. Like I think the biggest issue is mentally, clearly with him.
So do I.
It's that he's wearing it, the spotlight, all this stuff, like the worst that it's gotten. He's really feeling the pressure. And I can almost feel the anxiety in him.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of those spots where, oh, please don't hit me the ball. Boom, the ball's going to get hit to you, especially when you're the shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even hide that in a corner outfield spot or first base. Like, the ball's going to find
you. Always does.
But you're the shortstop. This can't be happening. And when you see somebody double pump like that or double clutch, whatever, and then make that bad throw in a big spot, That is just, that is a clear, to me, warning sign of he needs a break to get the hell out of the spotlight, at least for a few days. The name Stephen Kwan keeps coming up, right? Mm-hmm. And I heard Boomer and Geo talking about it this morning as it pertains to the Mets. I guess Heyman alluded that maybe he would be a fit for the Mets. He's not a fit for the Mets. Like, he's a good ball player. So anybody, any good ball player, you'd find a way to make it work. The Mets need a real center fielder. Kwan's not that, and you're not moving Brandon Nimmo. However, BT, he is a perfect fit for the Yankees. A perfect fit. A guy that puts the bat on the ball. A guy that can, get this, I know this is foreign to Yankee fans, actually be a leadoff hitter. If I would, and you got him under control, it's not like he's costing a ton.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that, look, if the Yankees aren't going to be sellers, and we agree that they're probably not going to be sellers, right? Matter of fact, I was talking about this with Martino. Remember yesterday I said I asked him a question that he kind of alluded to.
Yeah.
Being,
the soft.
Well, yeah, but he kind of alluded in his answer was more like if Cashman and the front office had their way.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's more of a chance that they would be sellers, but the ownership would be mm-hmm. like, no, we're not doing that. No mm-hmm. way. We have Judge. We're in it. Okay, fair enough. So if the owners and then the front office, as a byproduct of that, saying, okay, well, we're not going to be sellers. Well, then you might as well buy. And why not? And I'm just throwing this out there. Either Dominguez or Spencer Jones for Kwan. Like, that to me is the type of move you could be making. You're getting a known commodity, an all-star player now that would be your surefire leadoff hitter, provide you with something you really don't have enough of, a real ball player, put the bat on the ball, field his position well, all that stuff, leadoff, pencil him in front of Judge, boom, Kwan Judge, postseason, ready to go. Like, what's the harm in giving up either? And I don't know if Cleveland will want either. I don't know if they'd want both. I don't know if they want more. But the idea of moving on from Dominguez and or Spencer Jones, to me, that would be a better fit for the Yankees now trying to buy and go win a championship.
The name Kwan's coming up a lot. I've always liked Kwan. He's the kind of guy who gets off the bus, and even if he goes 0 for 4 in October, he's going to do something that could help his team win. He's going to make a dive and play. He's going to cut a ball off in the gap. He's going to throw somebody out on the bases. He's going to beat out an infield, whatever,
yeah, right.
And steal the base. Score from first on a double. An energy guy. I really like him. I was just looking up his money here. So he is under contract for
two
a couple
more years,
of years.
Right?
Very well, the 26th season, and then two more. And then earliest free agency would be 2028. Obviously, you're dealing with arbitration. Next year, made $4.5 million this year, which is peanuts. I mean, he's making less than a couple of the Yankees are right now. I mean, Goldschmidt's making $12.5 million. Grisham's making $5 million. So right now, Kwan's making less than Grisham. Not a center fielder. Does finally address the leadoff spot, something we would love to see Volpe eventually ascend to, but that's not happening right now.
And a big league left fielder. Instead of, like, there's this thought, it's like, oh, well, you can't give up on Dominguez. And I'm not saying you kick him to the curb. What I'm saying, or Spencer Jones right now, I'm not giving up on him. Maybe I'd rather give up Spencer Jones, certainly, than Dominguez because of the potential. But at some point, if the Yankees are good, don't halfway it. Don't give me the, well, we're not going to sell because we're the Yankees, but we're going to be soft buyers. No, if Kwan is available, a clear, good fit for them, a guy who's going to hit with a high average, play a solid left field. You don't have to worry about him being on skates or trepid out there in left field.
No.
And you pencil him to your leadoff spot. Look at that lineup. He'd be a great fit. So you have to give up Dominguez for him. Big deal. You got a player that's coming back that's under control, or Spencer Jones or whatever. I don't even know if Cleveland would want that. I'd assume that would be, if you're going to trade a player like Kwan, the return has got to be something
It could be Schlittler.
Okay, well,
I mean, it's going to be one of those big names. There's no doubt about it. Kwan's an established big time, not big time, but good player.
So would I do Schlittler and Spencer Jones for Kwan?
Both?
Absolutely.
Oh, there's no way I'm doing both.
Dude,
I don't think that you have to do.
No way.
Are you out of your mind?
Why?
Schlittler's filthy. I'm not giving both.
He's filthy?
Dude, he throws 100 miles an hour. Let the kid get adjusted to the major leagues.
Oh, see, this is what I mean. Let's see where he gets you.
But it's not, I got you. That's the risk that you take. But it's not like I haven't laid eyes on him. Like,
Kwan's a two-time All-Star.
I understand
Schlittler's
that.
Schlittler's a nothing. Well, he's a nobody. No, he's done nothing. Oh, he throws the ball hard. Great, he throws the ball hard. Like, you could get another pitcher. You got Luis Gil coming back. You have Max Reed, Carlos Rodon, Luis Gil coming back. Do you need Schlittler? Is Schlittler going to even factor into the Yankees?
But hold on a second. Do you trust Rodon? The answer right now is no in a big spot. We've always said, you've said that before me, and I agree now. Right. We've seen enough evidence. So when we list, like, it's easy to say, well, you got Freed, you got Gil coming back, you got Rodon. But when you bring, and Freed's fantastic, put him in his own separate category, but Rodon is very, very hard to trust here. And Luis Gil's done it once. I mean, rookie of the year, phenomenal.
Oh, understood.
But, it's basically all because he hasn't thrown a pitch yet. I know he's pitching this weekend.
But
he threw yesterday. No, but he throws 100. All I'm saying is, I will give him up. I'm not giving you both. Like, I
but then you're not going to get him.
Then maybe I don't do it.
He's a two-time All-Star that's under control.
Take somebody else, Dominguez and a lower level guy. I can't give you Dominguez and Schlittler or Jones and Schlittler. Now, that's just how I would operate
with that. And that's how the Yankees probably would operate, and that's why they are what they are. Always half weighing it. By the way, they didn't want to trade Volpe years ago. How's that worked out?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean if they do it again that they'll be wrong again. It doesn't mean that.
You'd be getting a bona fide all-star right now.
Understood.
Like Jason Dominguez, the Martian, all the hype. Spencer Jones, all the hype. You wish that one of those two guys could do what Kwan has done the last two seasons.
Well, I mean, listen, Dominguez, if he ever pops, is going to do things that Kwan can't do in his sleep in terms of home runs. And also,
but they don't need that right now.
I get it. But, and with Judge out, you're losing, you know, you won last night. Like, the offense has been very sporadic, understood. But let's not get this thing twisted. The reason why the Yankees have really stunk for the past 50 or 60 games, they have not caught the baseball very well at all, and their middle relief has come in with a gas can and a fire and a match. So they've made it a lot worse. Now, Dominguez has been a little part of that breakdown on defense, but it's been primarily Anthony Volpe, a little bit of third base before they got Ryan McMahon, and even Ben Rice a little bit of first base. I mean, so it's not like
Kwan is an all-star and a gold glover.
I like him.
But think about it. An all-star,
yep.
A gold glover, and a leadoff hitter.
I get it.
Those are like the Yankees have been dying for somebody like that. You put him in left field, he's a perfect fit and a perfect complement with Bellinger, with Judge, with Stan. Now, I'm assuming Judge is going to come back healthy. Obviously, if he doesn't, all bets are off. But even with that, Kwan is a player that's not a rental. It's not just for now. He is a bona fide star, a well-rounded, all-star, gold glove baseball player that is going to hit leadoff for you for the next 5-6 years.
Big fan. But you got to understand this. Anything that the Yankees do, and I don't mind this. I know the Yankees get knocked around a lot, and they brought a lot of this on their own with making the same mistakes. Understood. And I've led the charge. Years ago, I was saying, I hope this thing bleeds out and hemorrhages out so that they can move on from Cashman.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here to protect the Yankees, but the one thing that the Yankees do in terms of incorporating into their thought process, and I don't disagree with this, is, all right, it's not just a short-sighted anything, not about Kwan, anybody, any potential move. Not just about today, but it's also about, okay, what does this do for tomorrow? Let's say they trade, I'm just going to give you, I'll give you Schlittler and Dominguez. Let's say that gets it done. Now, what does that do for the rest of the team? Judge is not young, and Judge Ryan, he's amazing. You're going to need some power at some point. So that's why I don't really want to give up Spencer Jones, because I think he could be a primary power source.
By the way, you might not have to. Here's what I'll say. Like, I'm just saying, if you ask me that trade, if the Guardians pose that trade to me and I'm the Yankees, I'm doing it. But you might not have to give up both.
That's a lot.
I don't know what it's going to. Well, not for Kwan, it's not. I don't know what it's
going to. He's not Ramirez. I mean, he's good. He's not Jose Ramirez hitting 30 bombs. I mean, Kwan's good.
This doesn't make any sense.
He's good.
You love Bellinger. You hit it.
286.
You like Soto. 286. What are the Yankees batting at?
No, average? I understand that. But his OPS the last 3 years is 756.
But they don't need that.
You're not talking about Manny Ramirez coming up with the Indians.
Yeah, but you don't need that. The Yankees had that in Judge. Like, I'm trying to put a ball club together.
He's got 9 home runs, 11 steals. I like him.
How many Spencer Jones and Dominguez have combined home runs this year? In the big leagues.
Okay, 12, no, 7, 8, whatever it is. Can you give Spencer Jones a chance?
So big bad Spencer Jones and big bad Martian Jason Dominguez together in the big leagues this year don't even have as many home runs as Kwan, who's not a home run hitter in the big leagues. And you don't want him.
But that's not a good parallel, dude, because Spencer Jones leads the minors in home runs.
Yeah, exactly.
All of the minor leagues.
You don't think Kwan makes this team better
now? I'm not saying that. If he stepped on the field tonight, the Yankees are automatically a better baseball team. I'm not disputing that. All I'm saying is what you've got to give up. I still calculate that. Well, I'm not. I mean, I'll give up Dominguez, but I'm not giving you both.
And
if you want Schlittler and some, outside of Lombard, some high A prospect that's a position player, take him.
Yeah.
I can't give you both. Schlittler throws 100.
Yeah. Okay, he throws 100. Big deal.
But he's got filthy stuff, Sal. It's not just he throws. I mean, Eric Plunk back in the day used to throw gas. This guy is highly thought of.
Nobody has talked about Schlittler at all. For 3, 4, 5 years, I never heard his name.
He hasn't been in the system for 3, 4, 5. He pitched at Northeast. Eastern. Yeah. He just got drafted a couple years back. Five years ago, he was pitching in the Atlantic 10.
Nobody mentioned him until he comes up here the other whatever it was.
Two, three stars.
And now he can't be touched.
But then you watch him pitch. He averages 98.7 on his fastball. That's the highest average fastball of any Yankee starter the whole year. He did it his first start.
Maybe there's somebody in the minors the Guardians want. I don't even know if they want Schiller.
You just want Kwan on the Yankees.
Yes.
I do, too.
But you have to give to get.
I'll give you Dominguez, or I'm not giving you both.
Oh, maybe they want Dominguez and a lower-level pitcher, or a different pitcher.
We could do that.
Who, by the way, could be better than Schiller. Like, my point is, we see Schiller now. Schiller, you can't move him. He throws 100. Yeah, big deal, he throws 100. I see it get hit. Like, I don't know. He could be good. He could not. I'm not asking to give up Luis Gil. I mean, that to me would be a little more different. You give up Luis Gil.
I would almost rather give up Gil.
Then Schlittler?
Yeah, I want to give a peel for Tucker.
Well, I guarantee
now, Tucker's obviously better than Kwan. Yeah. But, I mean, he's pitched once.
Yeah.
Not been healthy.
All I'm saying is, if Kwan is available, and it seems like he might be.
Oh, Toronto's on his heels. Toronto might want to try to get him, too.
Yeah.
They're going to trade him, I think.
He would be the perfect fit for the Yankees. They didn't need Suarez, who's going to hit 30 home runs. They have
Agreed.
That. They need a gold glove leadoff hitter that's going to get on base and hit with a high average. That is Kwan. He would fit them perfectly. I don't know what it's going to take to get him.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot.
I agree. All I'm saying is, and again, I really like him. But again, let's not hijack what the man's been doing. He's not coming out here hitting 315. He's hitting 285. And that's good, because usually the leadoff hitter for the Yankees is hitting 230 and 240. Understood. Upgrade on the bases. Defensively, leadoff hitter. Check. Addressed. He's young. He's controllable. I'm not giving you everything you want. That's all I'm saying. But I like the player.
We're talking Anthony Volpe. We're talking trade deadline. We get into it with Kwan for, you know, whatever Yankees prospects here, whether it's Dominguez or Spencer Jones. Schlittler, who knows what it would take to get Kwan, but if he's available, and it sounds like he is, if I'm the Yankees, I'd go all in. But we started talking about Volpe, BT. Let's get to the calls here. Rob is in Westchester. What's up, Rob? Rob? Okay, Stan is calling from West Orange. What's up, Stan?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Stan. How you doing, pal? What's up?
All right. Well, you know what? I have 2 points I'd like to make. Psychologically, I believe, Sal, to your point, if they did send Volpe down, he'd be able to handle that and wouldn't feel, I think, like the Yankees were slighting him. But on the other hand, I look at it from the perspective that he grew up in this area. He can handle New York. I know he's getting it right now. He might even feel it more. But I think psychologically he can handle it. I watched the game last night. He had some facial expressions that look like he gets it, so that's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other second half of this. You don't know when Judge is coming back. If Volpe can hit and steal bases, pick up his game offensively to make the Yankees a better offensive team while Judge is away,
mm-hmm.
Judge is he's the straw that stirs the drink. While you don't have that straw, you need to make that drink stronger. I don't know if Rosario is going to be offensively challenged when he comes in. We know he's good defensively.
He's going to hit lefties. He's going to hit Rosario is going to rock lefties. He is fantastic against lefties. And Boone doesn't want to use him at shortstop.
Well, you know what? I hopefully they find a way so he doesn't feel like he's got to be an automatic star if he was to give Volpe a couple of days off.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, I mean, it's still, you know, maybe it's better because they have more people, you know, that, you know, you picked up another person maybe they can rely on as you go forward. But, you know, you got to fix this problem.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
You know,
Stan, they're sitting back, and thank you for the call. They're sitting back saying, well, it's got to get corrected. Yeah, okay, that's great. It's got to get fixed. You got to do something about it. And their thought process for 3 years. Now, not every step of the way for 3 years has Volpe been a major problem. But for 3 years, it's been, he'll work it out. We'll work it out. It's all right. All right, year one. Cashman was defiant after year one, saying, yeah, okay, next year when he comes back as an all-star, then what? What are you going to say? Well, guess what? That didn't happen year two. And then year three, okay, well, he'll figure it out at the big league level. Like, they never chose to send him down, brought him up here probably prematurely, let him ride the wave, ride it out. And now in year three, it's gotten worse. It didn't start out pretty, and it's progressively gotten worse every step of the way. And now, even worse than the offensive flaws, because you could live with that,
mm-hmm.
with the way that the Yankees hit at their peak,
yep.
you could live with him batting ninth and not being the offensive player you thought he was going to be. You cannot live with him making the miscues, the mental miscues that he's been making consistently throughout the course of this year. So we all know it needs to be fixed. Am I going to take, like, are you trying to win? If you're just trying to develop him and you think that this is the best way, that's fine. Are you trying to win a World Series? And if I'm going to take you seriously as trying to win a World Series, you can't keep doing this. It's got to get fixed.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know how it's going to be fixed. I know it's not a lack of reps or lack of work, so I just think there's a mental respite that's required here, and I don't think it needs to be a prolonged like the minors. You do, others agree, some don't. I get it. It is not an easy situation to navigate here because he's had some really high moments, and his low moments have been alarmingly low, but I do think that the first step in solving a problem is embracing it rather than deflecting it. And, you know, same with Mendoza after, maybe after, not after a late Met game on the West Coast, but I try to watch every one of these managers' press conferences. Usually you don't get a whole lot. I think Mendoza's a little bit more raw, a little bit more honest with how he assesses the Mets, the more so than Boone. But I thought last night was a good step in the right direction. Boone was short. He was honest. He was a little bit pissed off. He was agitated. And he didn't deflect and try to tell us we're seeing something that we're not. And at least that could be the first step. The next step for me would be I would sit him rather than send him down.
Avi's calling from Jackson. What's up, Avi?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey. Good.
What's happening?
A couple points. First with Volpe, I think he's sending him down. You're just going to end up with him coming back and feeling all the pressure again. He's not like, it's just a mental thing. You know, you throw to first base, you throw it short. It's just you're trying to aim too hard. So when you're trying to aim too much, you got to just let him play through it. If you're going to play him as your shortstop, sending him back down, he's just going to come up and be thinking the same much and putting pressure on himself every time he gets the ball to make the perfect throw. That's my opinion. Second thing is about Kwan.
But then how do you fix it?
So either, I mean, you got to play through it. You ever play sport and you just keep making a mental mistake. It's not going to get fixed by going down to the minors.
Well, it's not getting fixed by just keep playing through it. We've tried that.
Well, it takes time. It could be it will take another three. I'm not saying he's the right shortstop and maybe he won't get through it, but sending him back down to come back up, he's just going to have the same issue. He's just going to have all the pressure every time the ball hits him. Yeah. He's going to have the whole thing going through his head. Oh, wait, I have to make the perfect throw.
By the way, Avi, real quick on this, I think it might be worse, which is why I don't want to send him down. If you send him down, right, we all know there's an issue. If you send him down, it's an even bigger spotlight. So let's say he goes down to AAA or even double, whatever's closer. I guess maybe even Somerset, whatever, just to get some reps, right? And he's more polished and he's feeling loose and he's playing like he was at Dale Barton and in the minors and as a rookie and he's throwing the ball in the chest across the diamond. Then you call him back up and he's doing it in front of 5,000 people or 6,000, relative anonymity. You know, he's not going to be on Sports Night every night, not going to be hammered on WFAN, not going to be tweeting about, you know, left and right and all the social media traction that his errors unfortunately generate for the young man. He can do it relative anonymity and he very well might solve mentally whatever is plaguing him now. Then you call him right back up, 43,000 people, Yankee Stadium, pennant race. Whatever's going on inside the mind and the heart and the emotions, I think it comes right back. And I think it might be worse because now it's like, okay, now we expect you to be fixed because we sent you to the minors. And if you're not, it could actually get worse.
Right, but if you keep him here, it also could continue to get worse. And then what? Like, there are only a few options here. Ride it out, which they're trying to do, and that is proven so far. We're almost in August. Like, there are 50-something games to go.
Yeah.
It's a 162-game season. There are 50-something games to go, and it has gotten progressively worse every step of the way. And it's only getting louder and noisier, and the pressure is getting ramped up because of the deadline, because of the postseason crunch here, trying to get in the playoffs, all that stuff. They could either continue to ride it out, which hasn't worked to date, sit him, which they tried that before, didn't really work, maybe sit him a little prolonged, whatever. They could try that. Send him down. What are the other options? Trade him? Like, and even with that, now you'd be trading him at, you know, a
45 cents on the dollar. Yeah. It's the worst time to trade him.
But that's it. Like, it's not like there's many different ways to do this.
I agree.
So there's
really only two ways or three ways. Ignore it, send him down, or sit him.
They've tried ignoring it.
Correct.
And I guess the next step in theory would be sitting him, but a day or two, okay, sit him and then bring him back out there and see. And if that doesn't work...
Well, then I might be more open to your solution than I am now. And the crazy thing about this, Sal, we talk about like the Yankee defense, and it's been... You know, even the base running, going back to that Red Sox series, yeah. whatever, I don't know, 6-7 weeks ago, whatever it was.
June 13th.
Of course, he knows the exact date. Oh, jeez. Yeah. You know, when the Mets...
Give or really, take a few days.
I understand. What date did Soto sign with the Mets again? I forget the exact date. Right, he knows that. He knows the time and the hour. Yep, Sal, give you the time stamp. Sal's got you. The point being is that really, in totality, it still has a chance... defensively to be amazing.
Right.
Like if Volpe can ever get back, and I know he was not Ozzie Smith. We have said that a lot, but he was good as a rookie. If Volpe could ever get back to that, and I think he could, and I think he will. I mean, Jazz is a stud at second. Grisham is a beast in center. Wells, framing, blocking is good behind the plate. Up the middle defensively is phenomenal. Right. I mean, if Volpe's doing his job, but if and now McMahon at third base, so it looks like Greg Nettles, and even if he hits 220, he's going to catch everything. He's a stud with the leather, as we know. So, like, the Yankees defense, you're throwing Judge in right, you're throwing Bellinger in left, you're throwing Goldschmidt, who suddenly looks like he's... Goldschmidt's starting to annoy me. Suddenly, now, I'm not saying that the onus is fully on Goldschmidt to save Anthony Volpe every time Volpe kills some worms with a throw
in the
dirt.
Could've.
But, gee, I mean, that's a pick... That a 9-year-old kid, that's a short hop, dude. That is an easy pick. And he looked like he was 60 trying to bend down and get it. Again, that's on Volpe, but help him out a little bit. I still think that if Volpe gets his act together, now I don't know about the bullpen, I don't know about Rodon at a big spot, the defense, Sal, could still be very, very good. And if they get Kwan, whatever, I just named 5 or 6 plus defenders.